I think we are on time to get us started, or maybe 1 minute. No, it's already 0.5. So let's get us started. So since we didn't have a dev room in the past few years, a lot of people have probably thought of as Ada just kind of being there alone and not having many changes, but that's quite not true. And even within the Ada community, a lot of people don't know some of the new features that the language has gained in the past few years. So I wanted to update this a little bit. So what we are going to see today is the new Ada 2022 standard that came out a couple of years ago, a new Wish compiler that we have, which has added a couple of new cool features, some Spark improvements, I will tell you what that is, some tooling improvements, and some Ada users, some users of the language, one of which hopefully will catch your attention quite a bit. So, Ada 22, new features. The language is not dead, it's still being developed. The new standard is being worked on already. Features, we gained some functionally somewhat features with some iterator filters and the reduce attribute for arrays and for loops. We have declare expressions. One of the things people hate about Ada is the introduction of new variables. Ada is very strict where you can declare new variables and where you can put them. The declare expressions will hopefully aid that a little bit when you just need a quick variable to use in a quick expression. We also got, again, static expressions. So when you have a functional expression and you add the static attribute, it's compile time evaluatable. So we also gain some basic compile time evaluation, which will be worked on in future additions. Also, if you've used the declare expression within a functional expression, you can create fairly complex functions that are compile time evaluatable. Image, the image attribute, that's something people don't like about Ada, the way we print values to strings, the way we transform them. Well, now the compiler will automatically declare the image attribute for all data types, even composite data types, like structures, arrays, etc. And if you don't like the default one, there is a put image attribute for your types, so you can just tell it to use your custom printing procedure. Some basic quality of life improvements in Ada. Delta aggregates, very cool feature. When you have an object, an array, a complex data structure, and you just want to update several fields of it, instead of having to do several assignments, each with the different change you want to do, just use the delta operator, and voila, you just say the small changes you want. This can be used to copy data from one attribute into a new one with just small changes. It's a huge life improvement. Index parameters for arrays, and also the assignment target name. You can now use the at symbol to refer to the left-hand side. So in Ada, Ada is well known to have very long names, and people don't like to type them. So if you want to just use a short change to your data, you can use the at symbol to do that. Also, that's the changes to the syntax. We have some changes to the libraries. We gain big integer support. We will get a big integer talk later, but it's a different implementation. It's for cryptography, constant time evaluation, whatever. The one in the standard library is up to the compiler to decide. We also gain atomic operations. We already had atomic data types in Ada, but we didn't have a package specific to deal with them. So now we have support for variadic functions. Ada is wonderful when it comes to interoperability with C, with Fortran, with COBOL, and Gnat also. Even you can even interface with Pascal if you want. But one of the pain points were variadic functions, as Ada does not support them. Well, now there is a quality of life improvement if you have to deal with those in Ada. The non-blocking aspect, if you are into real-time operating systems, high-performance stuff like video games, very useful. The Jotobit profile, if you know what profiles are, great. If you don't worry about it. And first-class parallel support, we gain a new keyword. The parallel, it's meant to make parallel loops and iterators, etc., much faster. Just throw it around and let the compiler parallelize your code. It's still not supported in the compilers. All the other features are available in GCC, GNAT, and GNAT LLVM. Actually, there are more features that are already supported for the new standards that's going to come out. Some of them are really nice, but I didn't want to mention them today. I will let you read the change logs of the compilers that I usually write. Also, reminder, the ADATA reference manual, the standard, is free for everybody. Unlike SQL or C++ or C, where you have to pay hundreds of euros, this, in ADATA, we try to make things open for everybody. So that's all for the language. Let's go with GNAT LLVM, which, yes, one question?
So the apt, is that a textual replacement, or is that like everyday?
So the question was whether the at symbol is, I'm just doing this for the online people, whether it's a textual change of the data or a reference, etc. It's just a it's textual replacement of the left-hand side of the assignment. Simple and easy.
So if, for example, the expression in your case had a side effect, the side effect will be done several times.
Yes. So if it has side effects, it will happen. Though in ADATA we hate those, so careful with that. But you can use the at symbol, for example, in function calls. So you have left-hand side, some function called at. So yes, it will have side effects. So GNAT LLVM, we have now a new compiler in town. It's not really new. It's the GNAT, the GCC frontend, bolted into the LLVM infrastructure. You may be asking yourselves, why did this? Well, LLVM has some features that are not available in GCC. Mainly WebAssembly support and Morello Sherry support, also some CUDA things that I will talk about later. And we have some people of the community have already used the WebAssembly support for to create web apps and just work with them. One of them is this little. Oh, I think I left the. It's not the interactive one. Oh. To print the slides, I had to use a picture because I couldn't use the website. But you can go into the link I added you, GNAV, and this is a gliding navigation system. And it runs directly in your browser. The guy that did it is from here, from Brussels, and he runs his own glider in his Raspberry Pi in his Google Chrome browser. And it has like real-time information from like wind providers, some simulation support. It's pretty, pretty cool. Spark, for those of you who do not know Spark is the verifiable subset of ADATA, although that's no longer quite true. Spark in the past few years has gained a lot of new features, and it's no longer that much of a subset of ADATA. It's mostly all of ADATA. So in 2019, we gained the borrow checker support, so Spark is fully memory safe. Previously, you couldn't do dynamic memory in Spark. It was forbidden. Now you can, using the borrow checker as it takes place in Rust. Actually, there is a slight improvement. Lifetimes are inferred because Spark is a full program analysis, so you don't have to annotate your things with Spark. Last year, we gained exception support in Spark, which was another big mission feature from ADATA. So now the creation, transmission, the handling of your exceptions throughout your entire program is provable. You can prove that you are doing things correctly. Some termination analysis improvements, that's really cool. Some people are like, can provers show termination of programs? Well, in some cases, now they can do so automatically. And of course, some improvements to the provers, that the underlying technology that does the proving for you, that they do the heavy lifting. Also, wonderful new library, Sparklib. Sparklib is basically a formally verified standard library, so you have maps, sets, everything. It's fully memory correct, it's fully what we call AORT, so absence of runtime errors. It's fully correct, you can formally use it, it's great. It has unbounded variants of the feature, so if you want to do dynamic stuff, you can, big nums. And also, a large part of the ADATA standard library, that's something a lot of people don't know, in GNAT has been also formally verified. So if you do like you use the matrix package, everything is annotated to make sure that if you feed it correct data, you will get correct data. It will not handle incorrect data. You will get, as soon as possible, an error in Spark, in Prover. Tools. Allure. A lot of people don't know it. It's the ADAS package manager. It's modeled after Rust's cargo. Last year, we had our version 2.0 release with the Allure install command, so now you can install your ADA programs at the system level. It has some quality of life improvements, some tool chains, some ARM, especially in the Mac section, some ARM improvements there. And we are trying to expand the ARM support in Allure because we are using GitHub runners for the free ones. This, like a couple of weeks ago, they entered public beta, so we will try to get the toolchains built as soon as possible for you, and also Gnat LLVM. And all, as always, help is welcome to improve the packages there. Great news, in my humble opinion. AdaCore finally stopped their distribution of the compiler. That was causing a lot of issues within the community, a lot of confusion, because people thought, hey, that company is the one providing the compiler, and it's GPL only. What's happening? Wasn't this supposed to be like LGPL, like normal GCC stuff? And that was causing a lot of confusion, so they decided to stop doing that. And mostly because now, since we have Allure, if you wanted to use all the tools that they provide, they have been packaged there. So now you can just install them for your own project and go ahead with them. So, great. Also, it's not like they have stopped. A lot of the libraries they provided were GPL. They've changed their licenses to Apache. This is a bit of a philosophical thing, but a lot of people tend to prefer Apache for low-level libraries. So that's an improvement. And of course, they have kept on improving the Gnat Studio IDE for Ada, the Ada language server, which also supports VS Code in case you prefer to use it. And of course, the rest of the community has been updating their stuff. We have embedded systems, compilers, VHDL compilers, Vulkan bindings, etc. So feel free to just use whatever. In terms of community, a lot of you may not be aware, but there is a new community website that tries to modernize the Ada experience. That's AdaLang. It has instructions how to quickly get started with Ada, how to set it up. It has tutorials. It has a huge forum that's quite active. I think a lot of us here are active there. So if you have questions or anything, please come and join, and we'll try to help you. Also, the Ada User Society, it's trying to be a global institution. As Dirk presented the European side of things, some people felt left out. So we wanted to also have an institution that would provide them a home to be part of and take part in discussions of the Ada development. So if you have feedback for Ada, the Ada repertoire group, which is hosted, it's kind of close to the Ada User Society, you can go into their GitHub and propose new changes to the language, and they will discuss them with you, and if they like them, they will propose them for you. So we are trying to also get the Ada standard a little bit more of a community feedback. Also, last year, NSA recommended Ada as a memory-safe programming language, which is a bit of a surprise, because Ada is not memory-safe. Ada Spark is. However, it kind of makes sense they did. Ada was developed by design to be safe in a lot of areas, not just memory-safe. And the language design and the features it has help you get everything correct. It has control types, limited types. These features tend to be quite advanced, and people tend to forget that they exist, but they are in language, and the compiler, just by the design, the type system, etc., dynamic, implicit dynamic and allocation and the allocation will get you quite far. Also, memory pools. A lot of people don't know we have them. They are known as memory arenas in a lot of languages. We have those. Custom allocators, by default, like everything is in the language. But of course, if you need 100% memory safety, just go ahead and use Spark. Also, you will get runtime safety, exceptional safety, everything safety, so not just memory. How many of you knew that NVIDIA was using Ada Spark? If you are using a new NVIDIA graphics card, you are probably running Spark. Since 2019, they decided to go with Aidaspark because they need to get their hardware and their software certified for safety critical applications like self-driving cars. And they did an assessment on what languages they should use. They looked at C because it had some verified tool chains. They looked at Rust too. And they decided that Spark was going to be Aidaspark was going to be their thing. They liked it so much that they even contracted AidaCore to develop a CUDA binding so that so that you can program CUDA directly from Ada. But it's not fully open. The library is. You can go ahead. It's in GitHub. You can take a look at it. There are tutorials on how to use it. But the toolchain is not really that open. And we know they liked it. Why? Because NVIDIA has a white hat hacker team inside their company, and they tried to break their own software. And they went to DEF CON to tell their stories and how their adventures went trying to break Ada. Their first DEF CON 29, they gave up and they broke the RISC-V ISA instead. It was easier. So hardware was the weakest link. On DEF CON 30, they probably got up much better, and they started finding some issues in the Ada core. And they compared them to safety critical C code that they had and the Spark code. You can watch the videos, so you didn't have to trust me, but they found that the quality was much better. Also, a lot of the information they give about Spark has become outdated. That's why I updated you a little bit on that. Although everything looks good, there are some challenges ahead. I think we as a community need to improve the tools quite a lot. The experience, learning experience, the tutorials, etc. It needs to be heavily improved compared to other languages, but we are working on that. Also, if you would like to learn Ada, there is a Learn Ada Core. You don't even have to install the compiler. It has interactive compilation boxes where you can type Ada and solve the exercises and see how things break or not. It has some courses. They added some intermediate courses, learning things. And if you are coming from embedded C, they have a specific course for you. Misra C, C++, Java. If you have any of those backgrounds, go ahead and look at the specific sections, because you will have a much better experience with them as they target your previous experience. So that's everything from me. Thank you for your attention. I'm open to questions here now, or my inbox is more than open, and hopefully we'll see some of you take on the Ada language. So thank you. So we have some time for questions. If you have them, feel free to ask them. If not, we can get us started with the next talk, which will be how to get us started with Ada in like 2 minutes, 5 minutes. I know we want to start early. But in case you didn't know, the experience, especially on how to get it started, has become a lot easier thanks to some packages thanks to some packages that have been created. So I encourage you to take on the Ada. If you have issues with the language, come to the community. We are here to help. Also, a bit of an issue that the Ada community has. We tend to just tell new people, oh, here's the standard, go and read it. And people don't like that, especially new people, because they are not used to it. Fun fact, the Ada standard has been written in such a way that anybody can read it, not just compiler developers. So don't be afraid to use it. Don't be afraid to open it and go into the different sections and discover what the language has to offer. And it has a lot of small details that most people don't know. And that's something I'm trying to improve. Some people don't know we have control types, finalizable types, that's coming this year, limited types, and most people don't have these features in other languages, so they don't know they exist in Ada. So we are working on that to improve your experience. Okay? So, yes, another question?
Before you start your talk, I saw GNU Emacs. So at Hyperthink, we are one of the heavy users of Emacs. The Ada mode of Emacs is, let's say, a little bit
wonky.
In a weak state,
yes.
I would say. And there is no maintainer anymore, to my knowledge. And so I'm wondering what's going on in this area, in particular, in the proper link between Emacs and the inductor of language not at all. What is the stage there? Is there someone working on that?
So the question was, for the online people, what's the state of Ada mode in Emacs, because it's a little bit broken? And the answer is yes, the maintainer is very old and he decided to step down. And a lot of people don't know, the Ada mode was one of the first modes to take place. And hasn't been, and its architecture is ancient, it's huge actually. It's one of the biggest modes of the Ada, of the Emacs ecosystem. We are updating it to have the new three-seater system, to use the new three-seater system in Emacs. There is a lighter version, and we are working for new maintainers. Also, I also would like to encourage people to use the new Ada language server, the ALS, using the new Microsoft technology for language servers, which is available. You can just install it with Allure and get it started with your favorite editor. So if your editor supports the language server, which most editors do nowadays, including Emacs, you can use it. The ALS has a bit of a few bugs in it too. It's fairly new. The guy maintaining it's trying not to get killed by missiles in Ukraine. Luckily, things are working. Another thing I forgot to mention with NVIDIA, the reason I added NVIDIA here, it's not because it's a big, large company. It is. It's because they make it public that they use Ada. One of the biggest issues, and I'm trying to change that, a lot of people that use Ada don't communicate that they use Ada, and they don't want people knowing that they use Ada. Missiles, anti-air missiles in Ukraine, some of them are developed in Ada from people in Sweden. Well, financial systems also use Ada, but they don't publicize it. They don't want people knowing that they use Ada. It's a bit of a problem. I'm trying to help that. So just as an added bonus on that. So we have people working on that, and things are slowly moving. So be patient. And we're looking for developers. That's mostly it. We are the Ada community, that's an open source community. It's growing slowly because the company, especially some companies, want to take a backseat and they want the community to come in. And that takes time. So sorry about that, but hopefully it's a temporary, it's a transition just. And we have one more minute if someone has any questions. If not, yes. So the question is, what's the marketing story of Ada compared to Rust? I encourage you to stay here for the rest of the day. You just read the code. One of the beautiful things and the thing that sold me about Ada is you don't have to know Ada. You can read Ada, even advanced code. That's impressive. And I'll have a later talk that's quite advanced, and I encourage you to watch it because even advanced concepts are very easy to understand. We have formal proofs, and that's way more powerful than just memory safety. People don't realize that, and there is a reason why safety critical systems still use Ada. And NVIDIA, I encourage you to watch the video from NVIDIA why they didn't turn to Rust and they decided to go with Ada. And that's one of the things. Don't believe my words. Believe the people that actually have invested millions in these things. They have even more incentives. So it's readability. It's actual, like, true correctness, not just memory correctness. And it's very stable syntax. You can just get Ada 83, and it works today. It's not broken. It has a slower pace of development. The features, there is a wonderful talk from a past Ada dev room from 2021 from Paul Jarrett, where he compares C++, the features of C++ and Ada. And one of the greatest points he makes is the composability of the language. It has a lot of keywords. Some people think it's very verbose, but every keyword has its meaning. And it's very concise. And you can then build your own infrastructure on top of them. And that is a wonderful thing instead of like Rust, where you have a lot of like optionals and a lot of syntax to do a lot of stuff. But the language is all over the place. And you have like 7, 8 different types of strings. In Ada, we only have 2. Bounded, normal strings and unbounded ones. So I encourage you to try the language. So Time's up. Yes, and we are working on that. At Rust, I have to say they are doing a wonderful job in terms of communication, tutorials, and improvements towards visibility. And we are working on that. So thank you.